scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Just golfing with some family and a good buddy of mine, so to hear that call, hear my phone go off, and see that it was them was just a dream come true. A lot of emotions, and it's tough to play golf after, but it was a lot of emotions that day. It was a day I'll never forget.
Was that golf outing kind of one of those things you do, like, where you don't know if you'll get drafted or not, you don't want to, like, be, like, watching the TV, refreshing your browser for, like, hours on end?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to just sit on a couch and watch the TV or wait for the phone call. I wanted to kind of keep my mind off it, but obviously it was a little tough to keep my mind off it, but it was something to do, keep me busy.
That moment happens, who do you, is it Mike Rue calls you, or do you get a call from somebody?
It was Scott Fitzgerald. Oh, so I've been talking to him throughout the year. I was actually supposed to come here just as a free agent, so he was the one who invited me to come to camp, and then he told me that I'm not coming here as a free agent anymore, so that was a pretty special call with him.
And that moment, when you get drafted, you find that out, who are you most grateful for? Who kind of brought you to this moment?
Just my parents, my family, the closest ones to me. A lot of hours in the car, driving me places, a lot of money spent. So just spend a lot of time with them after, and just be very, very grateful for them. And then obviously my sister, and then close buddies of mine. So just very grateful for them.
If my memory serves me correctly, I think Nate Miskey was golfing when he was drafted last year, too. So I think that's 2 years wrong. You might have to ask him about that.
Yeah, might have to reach out to him, ask him how his round went after that, because I know mine didn't go so well. So, but no, it was great. It was something to do. So
obviously, you already had that expectation now of coming here. What do you think of the facilities and everything here, now seeing it in person and skating?
It was awesome. Top-notch facilities, obviously. It was my first time out in California. So just try to take everything in and just learn where I'm going around here for a little bit, but yeah, it's been great, top notch.
What is, exploring the city, you guys obviously are staying in Santana Row, has there been a spot that maybe you're like, oh, I'm going to remember this place when I come back?
The hotel, it's pretty nice. Santana Row itself is beautiful, so I took a couple walks by myself just up and down, and just waking up and palm trees are just in your face, and 75 degrees and sunny all the time, so just grateful of that. So it's special.
Lots of time to golf.
Yeah, a lot of time to golf. Maybe I have to bring my clubs next time.
What's your biggest takeaway just from this whole experience, I guess?
Kind of see where I'm at. I mean, it's a self-evaluation, and just be grateful you're here, because living a kid's dream, obviously living my own dream right now. So just take it all in, be very open-minded, and be an active learner.
What's the summer been like for you after winning?
It was a lot right after. It was a lot of time just spent with the guys and stuff and celebrating it, but a lot of congratulations, a lot of people reach out to you, but kind of back down to earth a little bit now since it's been a little while, but yeah. Still very, very grateful for that opportunity.
What do you see as your role in that team here next season, I guess?
Just earn everything. You got to go in and earn everything. Everybody's equal, so just see what you earn.
Was it the team that kind of, I think it took a lot of people off guard how good you guys were, kind of thing, a lot of the focus on Hockey East, Big Ten, and a lot of people maybe underestimated you guys a little bit.
Obviously we were not ranked highly to start the year, and we took that personally, and we just believed within our room, and it starts with Coach Furschweiler, so, but started with us too as well, so we just believed we got better every day, and that's something Coach Fursch was big on, just get 1% better every single day, and that's, I think we obviously did that.
Just bragging rights over some guys in that room there.
Yeah, obviously I played at Pole Camp in Cedar Rapids, so we played him quite a bit down the road, so give it to him a little bit. Back played at ASU, so see those guys, give it to them a little bit, but I know they're a little bitter about it, but a little confident here.
How did a not getting drafted for a couple years there just kind of feel you taking it personally?
It just makes you want to get better and earn that and know that you have another opportunity the year after. But you only get 3 opportunities, and to earn that in my 3rd eligibility, it just makes me really proud of myself and stuff. But obviously a lot to go. Just got to get better every single day. But fueled me a lot. Those days were tough, not hearing that phone call, but obviously very grateful that it did this third time around.
Since you're eligible, is it possible that you might start this season with the Barracuda, depending on how things go, or maybe at more end of the season kind of thing?
I don't know. I haven't really had talks, but obviously my plan is to go to Western Michigan and obviously try to repeat again, because winning's addictive, right? And just want to do it again, so go back to Western Michigan and try to repeat again.
I see a lot of CHL players coming to the NCAA ranks here, maybe next year or year after.
Yeah.
Is there, I mean, what do you think that does for just the quality of the competition?
Makes it a lot better, right? Those players that were over up north, right? They're really good players, and to bring them into college hockey now is just going to make every team a little bit better and stuff. So very grateful for that. I mean, it's huge for our team, because we brought some CHL guys in that'll make our team better. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be every game is just going to be real, real tough.
How would you describe your game for those of us who are fans who haven't watched?
Just a two-way defenseman, nothing flashy. Use my skating as my advantage and make that first play and then join the rush. But nothing flashy, be as consistent as I can and make that first pass and just be simple out there.
Who do you model yourself after?
I like watching Miro Heiskanen, just the way he skates and kind of floats around. It's just pretty simple. In the D zone, breaking the puck out and using his feet as his advantage.
And what was it like playing or with or defending Michael Misa this week?
Obviously, he's a special player. Everyone knows that. Got to watch out for him. You never know what he's going to do. But he's obviously generational, and he's going to be a big part of the San Jose Sharks in the coming years.
We've got Sam here as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.